Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock United Way, our focus this morning. Janelle Donahue is back with us. Janelle, it's good to have you back. Good morning.
Good Monday morning.
Doesn't seem like it's been a month since it just seems like last week we did this.
It does feel that way.
Did you sneak in?
I did. I snuck it in.
Okay. But now it is so much to talk about, so much going on in the community. Before we get into that, though, you are a participant on Saturday for Xavier Richardson Day. You and Susan Spears were in a car went along the procession. How much fun was that?
Oh, my gosh. I was just so blessed to have been invited to be a part of a day to really recognize such a wonderful human being in our community. I mean, after all we've been through with COVID, mm-hmm. To one, be able to recognize someone in that way, but then to be invited to be in the car. Susan and I were playing the music, and everybody was so happy. They were just waving, and even if they looked a little bit confused, they were waving with smiles like, yay! It totally was something that I would love to do. And then at the end, we all got out of our cars at JM and danced. And just the community and the camaraderie and the, I don't know, it was a morning filled with love. I don't know. That's what it felt like. And Xavier, he couldn't have been happier. He was so happy.
That was he does mean so much to the community.
He does.
Has been so much to the community. And I've told him different times when he's been on the show numerous times. I'll never forget one of my earliest recollections of him years ago. I was at a track meet with one of my kids.
Right.
And he showed up. JM was part of the track meet, and I remember he and I were talking and this whole group of kids kind of sees him and comes over and surrounds him. Hi, Mr. Richardson. Hi, Mr. Richardson. And they all wanted to tell him about their times and, you know, how they were doing the track meet. And he wanted none of it. His first question to all of them was, how are your grades?
Well, wow.
And he went to each one. And he knew each one of these kids and what some of the classes they were taking and some of the things they were struggling with. And it always was...
So what, great, you're getting good times, great, but what are your grades?
What are your grades?
Wow.
And to me, that was just really... Because he could have taken the approach of, you know, to be really a cool person with these kids,
right.
You know, hey, that's, you know, in the 100, that's pretty cool.
You know? But you can't run track if your grades aren't good enough. So
right.
Good for him.
It was, and I was so impressed. I stood back there and watched it and thought, this is somebody that's really connecting and really cares about these kids more than just... You know, how are you doing for the JM team?
Isn't it fun that, you know, even as a reporter, you report out things about people in the community, but to have experienced that and to mm-hmm. have witnessed that it's true and accurate and just how he embodies the giving back to the community. No, that Xavier, he's on the phone all the time, you know, late in the night with these kids and encouraging them, but also holding them accountable. You know, it's not just about encouraging and being cool. It, you know, I think too often we as adults try to be cool because we think that's how we connect with kids, but kids really want us to be adults. They want us to hold them accountable.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I was at a UVA football game, and they give stuff away. And up on the screen, they announced somebody had won, and they announced Xavier Richardson had won. It was, and so I'm looking up.
What?
It was his son.
Wow.
But as it turned out, he was in that next Monday. And I said, did you win something at the UVA game? And he was like, no, my son was there. He said, he never told me he won.
Right?
He won whatever that was.
Aww.
So, but it was the program at JM. I think we have his speech is on our Facebook page, along with just a terrific documentary about him that really tied in his whole story and ties in so many people from the community. But his speech at JM was really touching.
Yeah, everybody should tune in and listen to that. If there was ever somebody that embodied Living United in the Fredericksburg area, that would be Xavier. You know, because he cares about education, mm-hmm. he cares about financial stability, and also healthy living. I don't know. I'm still smiling because of this weekend, and that just shows that honoring him still gave so many other people so much joy.
Some of these, and I know there have been a number of these days, but a couple of years ago, I think COVID affected it last year, but the last one before Xavier was Johnny Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they did one for Mayor Davies, too, a few years ago. But it's really nice that kind of thing is able to be done, because there are so many people that mean so much to this community.
It is, and you know what? It inspires other people to want to continue to give back or to start giving back. Some people shy away from recognition, but I've learned through the United Way that sometimes you have to accept the recognition so that you inspire others to give back to their community mm-hmm. and to make a difference. So yeah. It was wonderful.
Now, I thought the whole program, and I've told several people, even if you've never even heard the name, mm-hmm. you ought to watch his speech and watch that documentary. It gives you just a whole different look at, and like you say, it's so inspirational, and you can see ways that all of us can do these kind of things.
Absolutely, and sometimes when you don't know the person and you think you know what you think, you don't realize that Xavier is very much just a real person.
Totally.
And he's approachable mm-hmm. and he's just a real guy in our community, and anybody can go talk to him. You know, sometimes we put people up on a pedestal or we think that they're untouchable or unreachable, but no, Xavier is very reachable in our community. He's everywhere.
He and I always laugh because we have talked about for at least 5 years of doing a program of him and bringing some kids in.
Right.
And finally, the last time I saw him, I just said, I don't know if this is ever going to get done. I said, you, who I look at as somebody who's so organized and pull things together, I said, you're just like all of us. It's just easy to...
Right.
Someday we'll do it.
Right. No, absolutely.
One of the things, Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way here this morning, one of the things that sort of swerves into Volunteer Appreciation Month.
Yes, yes.
And that's something that Rappahannock United Way has been involved in. And when you talk about Xavier and volunteering and all the things that he does, that's something that... Big or small, we can have a big impact locally.
Oh, absolutely. It's the only way things happen. So, Ted, happy Volunteer Appreciation Month. We're at the end of April.
We're
at the end, but we can still say we appreciate you and all the volunteer time that you put in and making sure that our programs are known to the community. You know, throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, our volunteers have worked harder than ever to support our community through our virtual volunteer mm-hmm. opportunities. We had to really shift to do something different and not in person. And so we've done virtual story time where we've read in YouTube and then shared with children. Our tax preparation, we pivoted in a major way. We're still doing taxes.
Yeah.
But we've done that in a virtual way. And we only can do that through volunteers because I don't know how to do taxes. and so our volunteers have still worked very hard. So we just wanted to say thank you for choosing to be there for our community, to our volunteers. And so, you know, we do have a list of virtual volunteer opportunities on our website. If anyone's interested at RappahannockUnitedWay.org/volunteer, our volunteers put in a lot of hours.
I've always said that the Rappahannock United Way, especially if you're new in the community, is a great way. If you all of a sudden you've decided, I want to get involved.
Right.
I want to get involved some way in the community. Rappahannock United Way is a great kind of a clearinghouse to be able to find out where specifically you want to get plugged in.
Well, absolutely. You know, we have 31 member agencies who do a wide variety of things in the area, education, financial stability, and healthy living. So we're connected there. They do amazing work. And at United Way, this tax season alone, our volunteers have served over 570 hours, both virtually and in person. We've had 21 of our volunteer board members who are awesome. They've served over 205 hours. Over the last year, 443 volunteers gave $261,000 worth of their time. Mm. And time is really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But they've given their time to help those in our community in the greatest need. And I can't be remiss in not mentioning our employee campaign coordinators who are paid on the job, but let me tell you, there's hours and hours more that they put in, and so it is a volunteer position as well. And without our employee campaign coordinators, we couldn't raise the money that we raised to put back into the community and really raise money to improve lives. So we have amazing volunteers, and we just wanted to say happy Volunteer Appreciation Month.
It is so important, though, because all of these organizations that we talk about, and so many organizations that are in here every week, they couldn't do what they do without volunteers.
It's just not.
And you couldn't do what you do without volunteers.
Absolutely not. The amount of time and effort our board puts in to help us have the right strategies and puts into the work that we do, and then our tax preparation program. And, you know, we'll talk about it in a minute, but our Mission Independence, we were having volunteers do mock interviews. You know, when you have over 25 students who have asked for mock interviews for jobs, we can't do that all on staff time. And so those volunteers are invaluable. Plus, people in our community want to see different faces and be connected to different people in our community. So it's great to have volunteers.
Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way here this morning, rappahannockunitedway.org. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue, Rappahannock United Way, in this morning as we cover a whole bunch of things. RappahannockUnitedWay.org is the website to find out more about things. You mentioned just a minute ago, Janelle, about Mission Independence. Mm-hmm. And what a great program that is. And really, in some ways, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it would have expanded like it has, but the certain things the pandemic changed, and certain things it changed for the good.
Absolutely.
And I look at how Mission Independence has changed, because the first time I ever was even introduced to it was a couple of years ago. We did a show and you brought some people in, and it was kind of a summer week-long thing, and that kind of has had to change.
That is some of the things that COVID has done, is it's required that we become more creative, and in that we've actually found some blessings in it. And so Mission Independence is like Life 101. It's every parent's dream of, you know, somebody's got to tell my, you know, teenagers some of this life stuff because they won't listen to me. And so it was a dream of ours to put together this. So 3 years ago, we started a camp. It was 1 week in the summer. We had about 19 students, juniors and seniors. And it was awesome. It was fun. But then COVID came. We couldn't do that this summer. And so we took it virtual. And it has proven to be very successful. We had 53 students sign up this past month when we did it. For the online workshop series, we covered savings, basic investing. These students are really interested in investing in terminology, job interview basics, budgeting, setting financial goals, credit, buying a car, renting an apartment, and college planning. And that's a lot, but they're only an hour for Monday through Friday, and we do it at night. And so it's just awesome. And then over the next 2 weeks, our Mission Independence students will be given the opportunity to participate in virtual mock interviews. And local business professionals and community leaders are volunteering to interview them virtually. And so the students who participate, they get this great exposure to business leaders. They get to be interviewed. And then if you attend all five sessions and you're a senior, you go into a drawing for an education scholarship. So there's a benefit there, too. So we just wanted to do a shout-out and share that we'll be announcing that scholarship winner pretty soon. So next time I come in, maybe I can share that with you. I don't know if we'll draw by then, but it's exciting.
It is exciting, and then people want to give back and do that. I remember in my case, and this was a college professor who, when I was in college, I remember having me come to his office and pretty much sat me down and just said, you need to show some more self-confidence. You know, you're not exuding the kind of confidence that you should.
Wow.
And it was really a wake-up kind of call kind of thing. And that's sometimes what it takes. Somebody who's somebody to say to you know to say to a student, hey, you ought to think about not doing this or wearing this or saying this or all kinds of things that can, and that kind of thing can have a real big impact.
Well, it does, and it's an opportunity to create a safe space. The most memorable for me, I actually helped with the first session around job interviewing, because I started my career in HR, and I still do interviews for Play It Again Sports, my husband and I's store, and I enjoy working with young people. It's kind of my joy. But at the end, a young man asked to stay on afterwards and had a question for us, and he said, I'm on the spectrum for autism, and how do I bring that up in an interview? Do I not say something, or am I honest and say something? And it was wonderful because we got to talk with him, and he was the most attentive individual in the class that time, and he asked lots of questions, and they were thoughtful, and so we were able to give him some advice, and just the smile on his face, because you know we encouraged him to be honest, but the smile on his face when he left, and he seemed to sit up a little taller and seemed to have more confidence. And so being able to have a safe place for somebody to ask that, because where do you ask that? You might ask your parents, but of course your parents are always your cheerleaders, right? But to hear another adult.
Or they could be too critical sometimes.
Well, that's true too.
And that's why I think it's good to have some people in the community that, especially if it's somebody that they're aware of, but even so, just to know it, somebody in the community who knows what they're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. And what we've learned is, you know, in the beginning, a lot of the students have been told to come to MI, and they're like, what am I doing? But by the end,
you are going to go.
They own it. You're going to go. You're going to go, and you're going to sign up for that scholarship. But by the end of the week, they own it, and they really have engaged and started to bond. And so the great thing in this is the third time we've done it this year. So we'll do it again very soon. So stay tuned if you're interested in having your rising junior, rising senior, or recent grad participate. Right now it's virtual. We don't know if we'll do something over the summer, but honestly, I don't know if we'll go back to the week-long camp because this seems to be working.
I was going to say, this is easier
for everybody, right?
Right.
You don't have to get someone a ride there, and, you know, we do miss, you know, the waffles in the morning because that was a big deal at camp, but, you know, we'll live through that.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
Yeah. No, it is. It is a great program, Rappahannock United Way. .org to find out information, and a lot of this stuff are things. It wasn't until college that I took some kind of a personal finance class. You do this kind of thing in high school, and like you say, with the way things are going now, and if you do want to start investing money and learning about that, this gets you a head start.
No, absolutely, and you know it's all types of people from all different backgrounds, from you know. All different backgrounds and people, and that's what's great about the class. And my daughter took it last summer, I think it was. Oh, my gosh. No, 2 summers ago. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'm forgetting my years. 2 summers ago, and she's really used the information she learned at college because we're not there to help her manage her money,
right.
You know, and she's having to make some tough choices with money that she has. So it's been very helpful. And also engaging her in conversation because it's not just, hey, we told you this. She'll call and say, hey, I learned in that Mission Independence class this, and I'm using it. Is this right? And so it's good conversation starters. So
also, it gives you access to different people with different careers, and
Absolutely.
All of a sudden you're thinking, well, I don't know. Maybe I want to do that.
Exactly. It exposes you in so many different ways, and that's why we want to bring in business leaders and volunteers into this so that they do get exposed to different types of people.
So if someone's out there and says, "Well, I'd like to help out with that. I think I have a story, or I have some skills that might be able to help them in interviewing or you know pursuing what they're looking for in the next phase in their life." If someone's interested, they just contact your office?
Yeah, just call Rappahannock United Way. You know, you could email me at jdonahue@rappahannockunitedway.org, and we'll get you in contact with Melody, who runs the program. But you can call our office at 540-373 0041 extension 300 and just say you're interested in learning more about how to get involved in Mission Independence. If you're a company who's been looking for a sponsorship opportunity to get your name out there as well, we take sponsorships for this program to be able to provide it for the community. So, yeah, just contact us. We'll be happy to connect you.
Isn't it interesting, Janelle, that, I mean, it was a year ago we all were just starting to mm-hmm. I don't even think a year ago at this time we were finding our way.
Right.
It was much longer. But even with the difficult situations, we have adjusted, and so many things are happening. Even though we're still a ways from being back to being opened up, but we're surviving. We're getting along now.
We're surviving, and I would even say we're starting to thrive, which is kind of scary because I think we're still not.
We're not
happy
there
with
yet.
Where we are.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We found our groove. We found our groove at United Way with our tax program and doing virtual taxes and contactless in-person taxes.
Yeah.
And MI doing it virtually. And, you know, we've got better board participation than ever being virtual because no one has to get on 95 and no one has to drive up or down to the office.
Yeah.
And so it makes you question a lot of things. As you get back to, air quotes, normal,
mm-hmm.
what's the new normal? So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But we've been very pleased with how Mission Independence has rolled out.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Janelle Donahue is here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue here this morning with Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. As we talk about a bunch of things going on with Rappahannock United Way these days, Janelle, talk about the financial stability workshops because we talk about, I mean, everything we talk about with United Way is relevant to the community.
It is, and we offer all kinds of also awesome opportunities for the community, and this is another awesome opportunity that's free. Again, through virtual, it's on Zoom. But, you know, if you have a little bit of free time during lunch from 12 to 12:30, May 17th through the 21st, we're going to be offering Lunch and Learn series. And, you know, as we've all received these additional dollars through the stimulus, or maybe our job hours have been cut back, or we've just struggled a little bit through COVID, or maybe we just struggle a little bit with our financial knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You can come to these Lunch and Learn sessions. They're only 30 minutes. We're going to be covering reaching your financial goals, savings, budgeting, credit, job interview basics, and purchasing a car. Really, it's similar to MI, but for adults.
Right.
I mean, teenagers could come, but.
I was just going to say, this is great because it is for adults.
Right.
And sometimes adults want this kind of information and need this kind of information, but you're embarrassed.
Right.
To say, how would I get this kind of information?
Exactly. Or you say, oh, I wish I had had this back when
right.
I was in high school. Or
yes.
I wish I had had this when I was a teenager and maybe we still need it. So people can learn more about it. All you have to do is sign up through our website, or you could text coaching, the word coaching, to 41444. That's coaching. Text the word coaching to 41444 and it pops up right there on your screen. You don't have to go searching for anything. And you can sign up for, and they're free. It's a no judgment zone. It's basically
mm-hmm.
just sharing information. And each day there'll be a different topic. We're not going to do all of them at the same time. But again, like reaching your financial goals, savings, budgeting, credit, job interview basics, and purchasing a car. So great ideas and information for you. And they're all virtual on Zoom. So we'd love the community to take advantage of this, you know, as we provide these educational opportunities for the community.
Again, that's May 17th through the 21st. And like you say, it's at a great time
mm-hmm.
because you can carve out a little bit of your lunchtime to do
yeah.
that and pick up some information.
Absolutely.
And really, this is something that there's – anybody needs this and can take it, and it's a great refresher if nothing else.
No, absolutely, and that's what we want to do for our community is, you know, provide that education back to our community so that they thrive. We don't want anybody struggling or wondering what to do. We want you to be thriving in your financial world.
Great idea, and especially because when we were actually talking about Mission Independence, and I forgot to ask you, I was thinking at the time, this is great stuff for kids, certainly, but adults need this too, and adults now have it.
Right, exactly. We don't invite adults into our Mission Independence work because, you know, teenagers need to be with teenagers, but this is your adult opportunity to learn more and ask questions, and that could lead to other free coaching sessions. We do offer free financial coaching for individuals and households, or even organizations to come in and do that. So maybe you want to learn, but you're like, oh, I'd like to take a deeper dive about my personal finances.
Sure.
You can meet with our financial coach individually for more information, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I learned something.
Come on in.
Every month I learn something more.
Yeah.
So rapidityunitedway.org, great website to get a lot of this information. And I need to spend more time at Rappahannock United Way and learn more about these things.
We'd love you to do that. We'd love you.
As we talk about this, the other thing that kind of fits in into this discussion is that you'd mentioned earlier, tax season is winding down. What's May 17th?
Yeah, they extended it. So winding down, but really continuing. So
right.
Tax season has been extended through May 17th. You can file for free. You can go online at ruwfreetaxes.org, and you can do that. So just a little information. So far this tax season, we have done 382 federal and Virginia returns. We have given 437,000 back in returns. Well, I guess we haven't, but we have helped process 437,000
Yeah.
returns. The average adjusted gross income, honestly, has been about $26,000. We've helped households have $209,000 in additional credits, like earned income tax credit, additional tax credit, child tax credits, and education credits. And every week, if you do your taxes with us, not every week, but for those who do our taxes with us, every week we pull a weekly winner. If you put 10% or more back into your savings from your refund, we pull a weekly winner for $100 and give back. So 49 families have saved 10% or more of their refund. So we've helped the community save $29,000. And that might have been money that wouldn't have been saved otherwise.
I was just going to say, let's just hold the phone here for a second.
Yeah.
Because that money, when you talked about the $437,000 back into the community, you think of how that's impacting area businesses.
Absolutely, because those dollars are going to go right back into our community. And what's exciting about the savings piece, too, is that we're saving individuals on tax preparation fees, which could be quite hefty. And if you do education credits or child tax credits or earned income tax credits, sometimes you get charged extra for all of those credits you apply for. And we cannot charge and don't want to charge. This is a free service for everybody. You can go online and do it for free as well, as long as your income is $80,000 or below. So we do a lot, and we help people save. And for some, they've never saved before. And for others, they want to save. And something to think about is one lady who won the $100 was so excited because she had never won anything, and she was going to spend the money on an oil change. Hmm. You know, some of us take for granted that, oh, it's time for an oil change. Let me just take my car to, get it done.
Don't
what
even,
an inconvenience.
Don't even think about it.
But some people don't have the extra spending to get their oil changed. So she was excited to be able to do a financially responsible thing and take care of her car, and very excited. And we had another individual who had been struggling with cancer and really felt down and out. And then when we called her to tell her she had won, it really lifted her spirits, and she was able to spend those dollars where she most needed it. So we're lifting spirits, and we're creating good financial practices. So it's pretty awesome.
Now that kind of money, and those are great examples of whether you're able to pay your mortgage, or you're able to do rent, or you're able to get an oil change. all of this is so important. And again, in so many cases, you're getting the oil change. The local business is benefiting. You're benefiting because you're going to have a car, you know, that hopefully stays reliable to get you to work.
Right.
On and on and on and on.
Absolutely. It just grows. It just grows. And so, you know, we focus on ALICE. Those are individuals and households in our community who are asset limited, income constrained, employed. They're working hard, but they're still struggling on very basic human budget needs, and we want to be there for them.
Do you still have you had a bunch of videos, ALICE videos with people. Those are worth your time. After you spend time watching the Xavier Richardson videos, go over to Rappahannock United Way, look at a couple of or all of those videos, because to me, it was kind of a window into the community that I don't even think about. It's that story of, I got to get my oil change. What a hassle that's going to be today. You start watching these videos of these people who are the ALICE people in the community, and all of a sudden you realize, even people with jobs, even people that I work with, that I assume are doing well, may not be.
Right. Absolutely. That's the one blessing I think I've heard from people who get involved with United Way is, you know, I had no idea. I live in this community, I work in this community, and I play in this community, but I really don't know my community. They don't know all of the nonprofits that really make a big difference and are working every day. They don't know that there are hungry people in their community, because they make assumptions. Well, they drive a decent car, or they live in a decent house.
Right.
But what they don't know is there may not be food in that refrigerator, or they forego certain things because they, one, maybe they don't have the resources to get help, or maybe they are too proud to ask for help. But there are many people in our community who are working so very hard and still struggling to make the basic survival budget. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to help every which way we can, give a little bit so that, you know, there's a little bit of peace of mind, and then there's some help there so that they can stay afloat and be productive citizens.
Between what you come in each month and talk about things like this and what you're working, and then you only need to know or talk to a few teachers, and you find out teachers who talk about kids who don't, you know, it's easy to hide things for a certain length of time, but especially with kids, when it starts getting cold,
you start
noticing, and teachers notice this, where kids are getting off the bus and it's 25 degrees and they're in a t-shirt.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's those kind of things. There are so many of those kind of needs in the community.
Well, and COVID has kind of prevented the teachers from recognizing so many of those needs. I know a lot of the schools are back to school, but we're going to see greater needs, you know, arise, because teachers are going to start noticing things again, whereas many of these students have been home and people haven't been able to notice where the need is. But you're exactly right. They see where the needs are. And I believe our school systems work very hard to meet those needs.
One of the ways that people can help is to get involved and become a donor.
Yes.
To Rappahannock United Way. You have a campaign every year, and that's how you do a lot of what you do.
Absolutely. We have many different ways that we raise money. The most known is the old thermometer and the workplace campaign and giving a little bit out of every paycheck.
Yep.
And we were very successful this year. Our top campaign again was GEICO. Thank you, GEICO Associates and GEICO and Mary Washington Hospital. In the midst of all that they were working on, they're still our second highest in Quarles. Quarles came in. They're our third highest in RECSB. And so we're spending this month, too, celebrating. We can't do a big lunch, so that's why you haven't gotten your invitation, Ted. We're not doing a big lunch, but we are delivering awards and thank yous to all the companies. And then we're going to wrap our love sign with lots of thank yous and donor names and company names. But we can't do it without individuals. And shout out to Virginia Heritage Neighborhood. A lot of those individuals are retired, and they said, well, we don't really need as much of our stimulus. So they donated to Rappahannock United Way. We've received significant donations. So if you're feeling too, like, I thank you, but I don't need the stimulus, or what could I do? Rappahannock United Way is putting it to good use and helping ALICE and building on the education, financial stability, and healthy living.
What a great idea, though, because I have heard a lot of people say that. I'm getting it, but
well, what do I do?
I don't really need it.
Or I feel guilty going buying another TV. Or mm-hmm. And so honestly, we would love to put your dollars to work in improving lives, and it's tax deductible. So all you have to do is Rappahannock United Way. You can go online and donate, or you could send a check, or you know, let us know, and we'll come pick it up.
And if your workplace is not involved, you can always contact Rappahannock United Way and find out ways that you can kind of be the leader in that workplace.
Absolutely. There are so many creative ways to get involved with Rappahannock United Way. So all you have to do is contact us at RappahannockUnitedWay.org or Rappahannock United Way. Our phone number is 540-373-0041, extension 300.
Janelle, I've been doing... I have been aware of Rappahannock United Way for 30 plus years,
right.
And go back to the Barbara Terry
well,
days,
yep.
and all of that, and I just look at and in those days, I mean, Rappahannock United Way has always met so mm-hmm. many needs, but I just look at the things that we talk about every month, and it's just it's exciting. It is just really exciting, and we've talked about this before about how some changes recently, in years past, really set the stage for being able to deal with a pandemic that none of us saw in the future.
Well, absolutely. The focus on our ALIS population has really tremendously given us opportunity to bring some of our programs in-house. We still support nonprofits across the community. We have 31 member agencies, mm-hmm. and we give out over close to $400,000 in grants every year. And so it's huge. But we also have an ALIS Assistance Fund. A lot of people may not know, to help with rent and mortgage. If you're facing being behind on your rent and mortgage, we can help you with that if you live in the planning district. And there's so many things that we can do. And we're able to do it because of the volunteers and donors. And Ted, it's also because of you, because you get the word out. And then inevitably somebody's going to call and say, hey, I heard Ted's, show, and I want to give. And so everybody does their part, and it's so important. But it is exciting to see United Way be so relevant today in helping our community.
No, when I hear those things, I just think I'd never even consider any of that. To me, it's exciting just to be able to talk and to be able to talk about some of these things, because – I feel like I'm connected, but every month you walk out of here and I think, I didn't know about that.
Well, I come in trying to say, how can I stump
you do it.
Ted today?
It's not really that difficult. You don't have to
now.
You don't have to think for very long. That's I'm a very simple person. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Janelle Donahue's here. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff with Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way this morning. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. And I lost my spot here on my list of things I wanted to talk to you about, Janelle. And this is really, I'm glad it's you, because it's really embarrassing right now because I saved something until the end. The ALIS essential workers.
Yeah, the essential workers. Yes. See, very good to wait till the end. So that's the last thing we talk about and leave an impression with individuals. So we always do what we call a season of service, mm-hmm. and it's a 3-month, usually volunteer project. So this is kind of a volunteer project, but just a little bit different. But, we've been a year into COVID, and our essential workers, they must be exhausted, mm-hmm. and just done. And so we created for April, May, and June an opportunity for our community to get involved, where we're going to be recognizing essential workers, those in healthcare, retail, grocery workers, police, teachers, all kinds of essential workers, pharmacists. And so you can donate money. You can give money to United Way, and we'll put this money toward gift cards. cards to go toward essential workers, but you can also go out and get your own gift cards. And if you go on our website, there are lots of different ideas. Like our team gets really creative. And so if you donate $5, we'll give a hug and a mug. And so we'll give out to essential workers, you know, a coffee mug with maybe a Starbucks or a local coffee place gift card. So we want to be able to give back to our local community and businesses, and that's where we're going to be buying the gift cards. And so there's all kinds of different levels that you could give to, but we just want to go back into our community, give back to local businesses, and say thank you to essential workers. So you can write thank you cards and drop them off at the office or mail them to us. You can give money and we'll go out and get what we need for gift cards, or you can buy your own gift cards. And you can also write a little thank you note, and we'll send it out in the community and really show our community we love and appreciate them.
And for people who you mentioned love, the love sign is over in front of your office.
Yep.
The Rappahannock United Way offices are right over next to Shannon Airport on Tidewater Trail. So very easy to get to if you want to do it that way. But what I like about this is, Janelle, that so many of us want to do that kind of thing, but you just think, how in the world – how would I do it? I don't know how I would even find any of these essential workers.
Right. Well, that's the thing. We take the work
you
out
do,
of it.
You do you know, all of that, yeah.
Well, how can my $5 really? Well, when you take your $5 and you multiply it by hundreds of other people who want to give back too, we can really make a big difference. So just join us. We take the guessing out and we do the work for you, and you get to be part of being there for those in our community who are essential workers.
You do the work for me. So does that extend, like will you and your husband come by and mow my lawn every Friday?
Would that I do have a 16-year-old. We might be able to talk.
No, it's a great thing, and especially to say thank you to essential workers. And, you know, you can get it there, and all we have to do is either do a gift card or just all – I mean, you've made it very easy for us.
Yeah, check us out on our website. And be a part of our essential workers. It's also a great company morale boost. You know, if you're wondering what's a team building activity we could do, you know, take time to make cards and, you know, raise money and then go out and buy gift cards or send it to us and we'll take care of it. So it's a great company team building opportunity.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Great idea. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Also remember that May 17th through the 21st, the financial stability workshops, and get that information with RappahannockUnitedWay.org. And if you're an adult, you can get involved in that. And it's very easy. It's in the lunch hour. It's virtual. Yep. And
just 30 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the theme music means that's it, Janelle. Thank you. We covered a lot of ground, though, this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. No, great stuff. Again, thank you for what you all do in the community. And the essential workers, we have a video that you can check out in the next day or so with Sarah Walsh from Rappahannock United Way. Janelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Stay safe. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.